track 13. And now we've come to a rundown of the sport. Bobby Youngster attracting interest. After an unbelievable start to the season, Bobby Tracy AFC youngest star Jack Brimming has attracted interest from former EFL club Aldershot Town. The Shots currently ply their trade in the National League, finishing 16th last season in what was a very tight campaign. Brimming may just be a teenager, but he has been a hugely influential member of a very strong squad at the Western Counties Roofing Ground. Ben Goering's side are leading the way in the South West Peninsula League Premier East at the time of writing, and the versatile forward has scored 5 goals in 9, a tally only bettered by Levi Landricum, 6, and Ollie Alpin, 11. Goering revealed that he was in contact with the relevant people at the club and would be receiving feedback on how Brimming fared. Brimming wants to go as far as possible in the game, and for someone so young, this seems like an exciting opportunity. Buckland Athletic are burnt by Cornishmen. Buckland Athletic came away from a trip to Cornwall with no points after losing 2-0 against St Blasey in the Jucent Western League. The Cornish team started well and scored both goals in the first half, with successful shots coming from Callum McGee and Harry Probyn. Despite fighting back in the second half, Buckland were unable to repair the damage and the score remained 2-0. In the South West Peninsula League, Bovey and Newton claimed victories, while Tynmouth were defeated by Honiton. Newton Spurs also bagged 3 points with a late winner against Torrington. The final score was 2-1 to the travelling Spurs. Both goals came from Toby Pullman. Tynmouth came off second best at home against Honiton. The windy conditions saw both teams struggle to settle into the game, with gusts suffering an early threat from Tynmouth. Cleverley welcomes timely break for Argyle. Plymouth Argyle head coach Tom Cleverley has admitted that the Pilgrims' enforced two-week break from Sky Bet League One action has come at the perfect moment, allowing his depleted squad some much-needed time to rest and recover. Argyle were stretched to their limits in Saturday's 1-1 draw with Wigan Athletic at Home Park, with Cleverley describing the situation as crazy, having been forced to field a side missing 8 senior players. Record-breaking scores in the South Devon Football League. Whilst there were 176 goals in total scored, and yes, Ashburton did actually score 24 of them in one game, it's True Blues that continue to be upwardly mobile at the top of the Premier Division. Unbeaten Newton Abbott 66 surrendered that record in a 4-1 defeat at Millbay Park to a Plymouth True Blues. Last season's champions Newton Abbott Spurs finally got their first win of the season, beating Buckfastleigh Rangers 8-0. In Division 1 pre-season favourites, Mount Gould have taken over the top and are the only team in this section with a 100% record, a fine 7-2 home win against Besance Rovers. Brixham Town and WBB are both level on points, with the Mounties having lost both on the same day. Town were beaten 3-2 by a decent Whatcombe Wanderers team. Ashburton, in the second division, Ashburton may have stolen the headlines with their 24 goals, but credit must go to Whatcombe Wanderers seconds for never giving up and even at 17-0, changing the information to try something different. So well done to them, and I'm sure they enjoyed their Saturday night. Now I'm going to have a look at rugby. Tynmouth 18, Western Supermare 57. Western Supermare's unbeaten run at the top of Regional 2 South West League proved too much for Tynmouth when the two sides met on Saturday, October the 4th. The Somerset side, who moved across to the South West League from Regional 2 Southern League this season, came into the fixture unbeaten and 3 points ahead of Tynmouth. The visitors brought along their try-scoring machine, winger Hayden Main, who managed to put 5 over the line, contributing to Western's dominance and stamping out any hope Tynmouth had of getting a foothold in the game. The home side didn't give up and plugging away, but were further let down. Our set pieces near the Western try line didn't go to plan, resulting in chances to score going begging. The final score probably didn't reflect their efforts, and Tynmouth's two tries came from second row Jack Bowen. And now a little bit about rugby union. Winger back in full flight as Faye Waboso dominates. If anyone needed reminding just how important Emmanuel Faye Waboso is to Exeter Chiefs, they got their answer at Sandy Park on Saturday. The 22-year-old winger lit up the afternoon with a blistering hat-trick in Exeter's 38-15 victory over Newcastle's Red Bulls, firing Rob Baxter's men to their first Prem rugby win of the season. The England international's performance was electric, a mix of raw speed, power and precision, finishing that left Newcastle defenders chasing shadows. His three tries took his tally to 5 for the season already. Remarkable considering he has played just 3 games since dislocating his shoulder last December. And the Chiefs pay tribute as Pello calls time on coaching role. Ricky Pello, one of the longest-serving members of Exeter Chiefs coaching staff, is to leave the club after 16 years that saw him play a central role in the team's rise to the top of English and European rugby. Since joining the Chiefs as skills coach in 2009, the proud Cornishman has been an integral part of the backroom team, helping guide the club through its most successful era. And we're going to have a look at hockey, and Ashmore's men draw their Devon derby with Isca 3-3. Ashmore men's first team faced local rival Isca in the Devon derby with a strong squad, welcoming back new signing Tom Conway after a short injury break, and Charles Walker, who was promoted after netting 4 goals for the men's second team the previous weekend. Ashmore's midfield and forward line looked lively from the start, moving the ball early. They created trouble for the Isca defence from the first whistle. Ashmore's draw saw them remain unbeaten and stay as joint top in the EH West Conference, while Isca dropped to joint bottom. And that concludes the sport for this week.